Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Miami will host the Pirates on opening day, which is 1 week from today. Should we update people on our baseball game here, Joe? They're playing in Korea here this morning. Padres lead the Dodgers 10-6. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Dodgers have a runner aboard here, and guess who's on deck?
Yeah, the guy that was a big story yesterday that everybody – I am dying to see how everybody treats this story. This is a crazy one.
Well, I think you got to find out the truth first, right?
Was it a couple million dollars? What was it, a couple million dollars?
It was like four and a half or something. Dodgers just homered.
Wow.
It's 10-8. Otani's, I'm telling you, Otani, when it was 9-2, Otani's like, he called his guy. He goes, listen, money line this bitch. We're going to win this game.
And, I can get it all back right now.
They sure as hell might.
Oh, boy. All right. So
10-9.
Want to welcome
10-8.
Welcome everybody back here. And Shohei Otani's story will be very interesting going.
You imagine if forward. He bet on baseball? Boy, that'd be rough.
That's it. Pete Rose is in Vegas right now going, you better treat him like you treated me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. What are they going to do, void his contract?
Well, there must be something in it.
If you gamble on baseball clause?
Yeah. What, are they going to pay him while he's suspended for life and a disgrace in Japan? Wow.
Here he is right now. You think he goes deep here?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm not going to watch. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Now all of a sudden you care about baseball because there's a
gambling
story.
Well, when the guy's
story.
Got the fix, you know,
yeah.
I'd like to get in on that a little bit.
Gosh.
The fix is in.
You ought to, you know, that's the other thing. Have you thought about calling Hard Rock to see if you could work with that gambling app? You all over this gambling stuff and bets to make.
It's like the, you know, look, man, if the guy's got a little action going and he's in the game, he's the best
player.
Well,
apparently he's
like
not
to...
very good at, not very good at it for guys who could control games better than he's doing. Lose $4.5 million. By the way, he just, flies out the deep right field. All right. Man, I'll tell you what, Drew Rosenhaus was just incredible with everything, with NFL agent and the marketing stuff. I didn't realize these NFL agents are controlling a lot of where guys go, the amount of money they're going to make at their new school before they go there. And Dan Radakovich is going to join us coming up here in about 7 minutes from now, University of Miami Athletic Director. They got a few things going on. They're kind of watching like the rest of the ACC, trying to figure out Clemson and FSU and what's going to happen with the two schools that want out. Want out of the ACC. I love all the comments, too, at the bottom there. I love all good luck getting out, number one. I want them to stay. Personally, because if you do lose one of those or both of them, first of all, it's going to be a floodgate, man, opening up, and everybody's brother's going to be looking for a home. North Carolina. I saw North Carolina. Everybody seems to consider them the number one product in the ACC for their program and programs, not just football, but everything. And
I just think the ACC is such a Carolina-based conference.
Yes, it is.
And I know that drives a lot of Canes fans nuts, but
it's
a Carolina-based conference. And you know, if they leave, yeah, it would. And then Carolina would obviously be a decent fit for the Big Ten, I would think, right?
I think before we get to that, though, we have a lot of work to get to. And again, we'll talk to Dan about some of this stuff coming up here with the new Clemson lawsuit trying to get out of the ACC.
Do you see two mega conferences? I don't see it personally because the Big 12's got a bunch of schools now.
Not soon.
The ACC's got a bunch of schools. The American's got a bunch of schools. Like, all these conferences have a bunch of schools. Like, do you really see two, like, what, 30-something team conferences? And the better question would be, why would you even need conferences at that point?
By the way, why would the SEC and Big Ten want to change things the way they are? They control everything. They should be happy. They got everything rolling. When the money comes out, they get the most. Regular season, playoff season, they get the most.
I know FSU fans will argue to the death about this, but, like, I don't see what they bring to the table for one of those two conferences at this moment. What is it that they don't have already, like the SEC or the Big Ten? Like, they don't need the markets, right?
I think Florida State's considered a – everybody says they're a really good overall
– I'm sure they are, Joe, but
– product.
You think the SEC is like, boy, we really need to tap into the Tallahassee market?
Like,
that's going to do it for us? Or the Big Ten is like, oh, we really need that market?
I'm curious. I don't really care about the Florida State thing. I want to know what happens to UM with this thing. That's the one that I'm really, really curious about to see what happens. But listen, there's so much work. That 2036 grant of rights is expensive. Exit fees? Oh, we're not talking about a few million dollars that one alum can write. No. One supporter that's doing real well in life. We're talking about a lot of money. Anyway, we got a lot to get to, so Dan Radakovich is going to join us when we come back, and we'll talk to him. We got to get all caught up here. Want to thank Drew for all his stuff today. Chris Perkins will join us later. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Drew gave us a lot of stuff to chew on this morning. No question about it. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I've been talking about them for 6 months. Man, ED and low T. It rhymes. They're first cousins, and you don't want to know either one of them. And when you do, you get ED and low T. It's nice to know that Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it. I didn't realize, and listen, I knew I had ED. And I've told people because I think it's important to be able to help other guys if they want to have it taken care of, if they want to go around lying about everything, how great it is, and their energy level's great, and sex drive has never been better, and they're 60s. I'm like, okay, right, great. How many blue pills you popping right now? So anyway, I've been telling everybody about Atlantic Men's Clinic because the results you're going to get are fantastic, man. They explain everything to you, knock out low T, knock out ED, and again, the success rates are phenomenal. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%, and they got 6 locations throughout South Florida. Here's what I want you to do if you're going through this right now like I did. It sometimes happens for guys in their 40s, sometimes 50s, sometimes in their 60s. And when it happens, bottom line is you have to make a decision. If that's the way you're going to finish it or you're going to do something about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic is so good at what they do. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, obtain a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Again, 6 locations. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Do something about it. Visit Atlantic Men's Clinic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, thank you, Woody. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joins us this morning. We missed him when we were out there, but hopefully we're going to be out there the next couple weeks again. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, Joe. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. There's plenty of stuff going on here. Dan, we had Drew Rosenhaus on a few minutes ago. I didn't realize the marketing people that work for the players to get them deals and help them transfer. I didn't know all that stuff's going on. That's crazy world. Drew was talking about when guys call him and go, I'm not playing enough or I'm not making enough money. I want to hit the transfer portal. Where do you think we can go and how much can I get? Wow. It's one thing to kind of talk about it, but there's a guy that's in the middle of it. It just surprised me a little bit.
Well, certainly there's Drew and hundreds like him from that part of the world, you know, with players and players looking for representation in trying to move forward, whether it's, as you said, their playing time or opportunities for NIL relationships. They're out there, vast numbers. Some of them are better than others, I would imagine.
Yes.
But, you know, I think there's a lot of voices in our young people's ears right now, and they're probably many of them have good intentions, but like anything else in the world, some of them don't. And, you know, that's difficult and something that student athletes and their parents probably need to make sure they make great decisions.
So, Dan, I got to ask you, I want to clean it up a little bit. It's too much for me. It's just a Wild West. It really is. And what things would you like to see change that you and some of the other athletic directors in the ACC have talked about maybe trying to fix and clean both the transfer portal up as well as the NIL?
Well, I think the NILs, you know, that opportunity is going to be there. That genie's out of the bottle. I think the one thing that we need to be able to do as an industry is to look at the timing associated with the transfer portal. For example, we just finished a basketball season, and come Monday after Selection Sunday, the transfer portal opened. So the 68 teams that are in the NCAA tournament certainly have, you know, most of their teams are going to stay together because they're in the big dance. But that's why you saw a number of teams who were eligible to play in the NIT or other postseason events. Some of those teams declined that opportunity because they may not have a full roster of players to be able to continue to be effective into the NIT or those other CBITs or other postseason events. So I think the timing of some of these transfer portal windows needs to be continually studied and evaluated and played with, because it's really only a couple of years old. And now we're seeing that there were some unintended consequences associated with that. So that needs to be cleared up. As it relates to the NIL piece, you know, again, those are opportunities that, you know, schools and student athletes and their representations, you know, they see that opportunity for student athletes, and they're going to go to places where they feel like they could maximize those opportunities. But it's the getting them there that I think we need to be able to rein in a little bit.
Dan, I was a little surprised, and you're a lot closer to it than I am. The Florida State whining has been going on about wanting to get out for more than a year now. I was a little surprised, though, Clemson jumped in on this lawsuit to try to get out as well. Did that surprise you, or did you see that coming?
I really didn't see it coming at this point in time. I know that there's a lot of schools, almost every school in the ACC has gone to the home office and looked at the documents and, you know, just made sure that they understood all the different things associated with the grant of rights and the television contracts and things of that nature. I was a little surprised that Clemson did that at this point in time. But each of these circumstances are very, very local. You know, whether you have constituencies on campus, at those campuses that are making a little bit more noise to be able to say, hey, we don't want to be in a circumstance where we're economically disadvantaged. You know, so I guess Clemson looked at that and said, you know, this was an important time for us to look at opportunities to lessen the exit fees and or relieve themselves of the obligations of the grant of rights. And, you know, that's kind of where they are. Same thing along with Florida State. But, you know, here at the University of Miami, you know, we are incredibly solid with the ACC. It's a great conference. It provides, you know, great structure, certainly access to the college football playoff, which is very, very important. And, you know, we look at our circumstance here, you know, with a very orange and green set of glasses and saying, are we in a good spot? And are we growing our football program? We've invested in it. We brought Mario here. He is establishing, as you've seen, an incredible foundation. We have a team that continues to grow in the right direction. And what's the opportunity for us here with things that are under our control to be able to move this thing forward? You know, the ACC is still one of the Power Four conferences that are a part of the college football playoff and very active and, you know, vibrant member of that Power Four. So we're very proud to be a part of that. We're a leading brand within the ACC, and we're going to continue to be a part of it.
So, Dan, I do have to ask you this, a follow-up. It seems like some of your partners in the ACC are really bothered by the new contracts and the amount of money now and the difference with what SEC and Big Ten are getting compared to the ACC. Is that a concern of yours as this thing starts to spread? Because you can't get out of yours or can't get improved till after 2036.
Well, you know, those dollar differentials aren't going to change the path of how we're going to move forward as an organization. Would it be nice to have? Sure, it'd be great. But it's not going to change us from how we're looking to build our football programs, basketball programs, you know, here at the University of Miami. We're a program that's moving forward as a university. We're a university that's moving forward and on the rise, you know, both academically and through other areas. So maybe the University of Miami and you know, whether, you know, our leadership through our board of trustees, our administration, you know, we're all in the same place right now, focusing on how we make the University of Miami better, both as a brand and economically, and then how athletically we can help move both of those things forward as well.
So I got to ask you this basic question. As Clemson, Florida State looked at it, I'm sure, with some of the best attorneys in the world to see if there was any holes in this contract, and we haven't heard anything. Clemson's doing the same thing now. Everybody has said that contract is locked tight. Do you agree with that? I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it as well.
Joe, the only thing that I can – the only idea that I've had for a number of years is Texas and Oklahoma made the declaration back in the summer of 2021 that they were leaving the Big 12 and moving off to the SEC. And they had 3 years remaining, 4 years, I believe, remaining on their deal within the Big 12 before they could move. And the Big 12 had a grant of rights. So instead of fighting that, they stayed in the Big 12. They bought their way out of their final year with the agreement of the Big 12. But there was no way in those early years that they were able to get out of that grant of rights. I'm sure they had great attorneys in Texas and Oklahoma looking at this same grant of rights, and they looked at it and decided that there was no way for them to get out of it. So they stayed within their league until it was time that they could get out. That's my point. There's, you know, if that contract was able to be broken, I would have thought that Texas and Oklahoma would have been able to find that loophole to get out early and move on to the SEC. They were not able to. So I don't know that that Clemson or Florida State will be able to change that. So, you know, courts are different all over the place, but that's kind of that's the example that I kind of go back to. When as it relates to the grant of rights.
Well, I want to keep it together, man. I want to keep this ACC.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not looking to jump and be part of something else. I want to see success right where they are right now. So, Dan, I got to ask you, Now they come out with that new contract for ESPN, signed an exclusive on the 12 playoff teams. You okay with the breakdown of money on that that also came out with the Big Ten and, of course, the SEC getting more of that as well? I guess sounds like everybody signed off. How'd you feel about that part of it?
Well, you know, if we could leave the media stuff to the side, okay, that is out there that we just spoke about, the media deal that the SEC or the Big Ten has, you know, with their television partners. If you just look at the CFP, I find that to be a little bit more democratic, okay, because if you went back the last 10 years, the preponderance of teams that would have populated a 12-team playoff would have been in the SEC and the Big Ten, or from the SEC and the Big Ten. So their ability to gather a little bit more revenue because their teams would have been in that playoff,
gotcha.
You know, that makes sense to me. But, you know, the past is no harbinger to the future. If we as a league, you know, continue to invest and have great teams like Miami, like North Carolina, like Clemson, like Florida State, continue to move forward and have great football programs and are inside that big, that 12-team number, 10 years from now, you may be able to look back and see that those percentage numbers are very different. So, you know, I think that if you use past as work to get to where you are now, I think it's probably fair. But it's certainly not going to be a harbinger for things that happen into the future.
Yeah, no, good stuff. So I got to ask you this one last one because I get it all the time, and I'm guessing you get it all the time when everybody sees the athletic director, you know, out there. They go, hey, Dan, I got to ask you. A lot of people think down the road it's going to be a Power 2, just two big conferences. Do you ever see that happening?
You know, it could, Joe, but I think it would be a much more larger Power 2 than what it is today. You know, there could be a massive realignment of the 50 or 60 best brands of football teams and universities coming together. But for that to happen, the two television enterprises, Fox and ESPN, who own, you know, all the rights, I'm not even going to say almost all, they own all the rights in the four conferences, would have to come together and say, you know what, this is how we want to pull this together. But, you know, commissioners work for presidents. There are a lot of different economic situations in our ACC and the 17 teams that are football playing schools within the ACC. And I'm sure it's the same circumstance in the Big Ten and the SEC and Big 12. Not every team is equal within, those conferences as it relates to investment or importance of football. So, to get those schools to say, okay, well, we're okay with some of the bigger brands going in a different direction, to be able to make those changes within a league is going to be very difficult. But is it possible? Sure. I think anything's possible, but I don't foresee that in the short term.
Dan, I got to tell you, man, being out there, Woody and I kind of walked away the day at spring football practice, and I went, man, I felt pretty good last year watching this team. I feel even better, and people are going, you know, and I know people, oh, gosh, are you? No, I go, no, this thing is going, not to mention that, but everything that's going on down there in Coral Gables, as you talked about, really got the big mo rolling right now. How do you feel about everything?
Well, you know, we have spring football practice again a little bit later this morning, but I would tend to agree with you, Joe. I mean, you know, Mario and his staff have said from the beginning, we need to build the right kind of foundation. I think he's gone about doing that. You do it inside out. And I think the players, you know, on both sides of the line of scrimmage are of high quality, high caliber. We have some playmakers in important positions. We need to continue to grow and develop the depth and the outside of some of the starting players that we have to really get, you know, from that good to great to elite level that we all aspire to. But we're on that path. And I believe that, you know, he's again surrounded himself with really good coaches. And the future, you know, I feel very certain, as you just articulated, is incredibly bright.
Dan, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on. A lot of crazy stuff going on out there in college sports. So it's great to have you down here. And thanks. I appreciate it.
Joe, anytime. You have a great day.
All right. Dan Radakovich, University of Miami Athletic Director, joining us. Talk a little bit about that craziness of all the different things that are going on. We got a lot more coming up. Chris Perkins, all day. It used to be all day. I mean, it was all night before. Now he's just all day Chris Perkins.
You stay out of his personal life. No. I feel like you've gotten into Omar's enough lately here. Like, I get that you're trying to live through people, but, you know, I'll leave it alone.
Perk had a little breakup after a long time.
Yeah, just maybe just keep it with the Dolphins stuff.
Every
man.
Time one of the athletes goes through something, they got to hear about it.
That's true. So you're putting him in with the athletes now? I mean, Omar's not an athlete.
By the way, I think Omar's handling it well so far. I think
he's out there working on his flexibility at the Pilates classes. I don't know if that makes him an athlete or not. But.
Oh, man.
Does he shop at those yoga stores, by the way? Is that his thing now, too? Is we have the tights from over there?
I don't know. But we will help.
You wear some of that Lululemon stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Go ahead. Take a shot.
No, it's good. It's nice. I'm sure it's nice.
I don't want to get busted, so go ahead. Yes, I do. If you want to bust my chops anyway. All right, so we got to go to break. I do want to take a second to tell everybody about a couple of guys that are special, man. Real, real special to help you. And I'm talking about the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation. I always tell them this, small enough to handle fender benders and big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida and win. Aggressive. Two guys that will shake your hand when you walk through the door. The ladies will go, hey, Harvey, Gary, here's this guy. Hey, nice to meet you. Let's get going on this case. Let's get going. Let's get rolling. Exclusively handling all injury claims, and they are ready to go at what they do. Hey, I always say this, personal injury lawyers that care about you, wrongful death, vehicle accidents, slip and fall, let them represent you. You're going to get great reputation. I should do this more. I should just tell everybody to go to that website, CohenandJudah.com. CohenandJudah.com. That website will tell you everything you need to know, what people are saying about them. You get to see them. And hopefully, when you have an injury, that you can go to these guys and find out. And I want to tell you this, you're not happy with the communication or the work that's being done for you right now. Cohen and Judah, you're not locked into anything. If you're not happy the way it's going, you can't get a hold of them. You're not feeling like you're important for them with maybe the cases they have going on, the other ones. I promise you, you'll get treated like your family when it comes to Cohen and Judah. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. I promise you this, man. Harvey and Gary will be ready to take care of you with 30 years of experience, man. 30 years of knowing how to go out and take really good care of you and get you a fair amount of money. CohenandJudah.com.
All right, a few things to get to here before we continue on with the show. First things first, Joe, let's get everyone, a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. As we have previously discussed in the show, looks like a lot of rain is coming this weekend. Today's going to be okay, 70 degrees and 4% chance of rain. But Friday and Saturday could be very rainy here in South Florida. We have our text contest going as well. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October, the Sting 3.0 Tour. To enter our text contest, just text the word BREATH to 20357. That's BREATH to 20357. You got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. It's a Live Nation show. And we also have those heat tickets to give
every
away here, Joe, at some
you
point.
Take.
That's probably where they got that
yeah,
from.
Yeah, no, I knew right good, away. Good. You got to be a stinger to know that.
Is that what his fans are called?
No, I just made it up. It sounded good. The Stinger. Hey, so I got to ask you this. Man, Drew was good today, huh? Holy smokes, if you missed it. Talk about a guy that's at all three levels, right? Free agency with his players, and including some guys I didn't know he was representing that are now with the Miami Dolphins. And the draft class, he's got some top guys going through pro days, and then the NIL with another big transfer portal time coming up here next month for it opens back up for guys to go, spring wasn't great, I'm leaving. I don't think I'm in the plans. Money, whatever their deal might be. So we'll see what happens with that. But if you missed Drew, we'll have it at the end of the show. We'll have that for you. Chris Perkins going to join us at 9 o'clock, and want to thank Dan Radakovich for coming on, talking about everything going on in the ACC right now, which if I can read between the lines, I don't think Dan thinks anybody's going anywhere. Again, I said this earlier, a lot of barking. That dog's doing a lot of barking in the backyard, but he's not leaving that backyard. He's staying right where he is.
Well, it's interesting what he said about Texas and OU, right? Not getting out of there.
Not till last year. Yeah. Now we can afford this now.
And if those schools can't get out, I'm guessing that Florida State's going to have a tough time getting out. Just my guess, but
Clemson.
I think that was his guess too.
I don't want to lose either one, you know.
I don't think you have to worry about it, Joe.
No, I want them. I mean, they can bitch and bark every time something doesn't go their way, or they get a bad call in a game, or they feel they're getting, you know, third-string quarterbacks not getting it done when you're undefeated. I don't want to lose you. I mean, I know you're mad, and you're going to – every time something happens, it's like, see, there's another reason I shouldn't be married to you. There's another reason I can do better.
I just can't imagine that the SEC and Big Ten are really sitting around hoping that those two schools pop up so they can split their money another couple of ways here.
I would agree with you on that. Like, so everybody thinks they're so important. I'm guessing the SEC and the Big Ten like who they've added, and I think they're pretty content to stay right where they are. That's a great point.
Like the SEC just added Texas and Oklahoma. Why would they need to add
And the
any
Big
more
Ten
programs?
Grabbed USC. Forget the other schools. They grabbed USC. Who'd they get, by the way? Did they get Oregon, Washington, too?
Yeah, and UCLA.
And UCLA.
Too, right? Yeah. Not a big fan of those cross-country conferences here. But
yeah, but schools are good. You can say whatever you want. Washington, Oregon, and USC.
I'm not saying they're not. But the whole geography, that was the whole point of conferences in the beginning, right?
Well, it's changed, Woody.
To be geographical, play Woody, teams that are close to you.
Woody, just like the pros, man. We're going to Seattle and we're going to L.A.
Like the pros.
Hey, got a long trip this week. We're going to leave a day earlier. Yeah.
I just think the ACC scrambled a tad bit too late and you know, pulling those two schools out of, where are they, Northern California? Probably not the best move.
Well, somebody thought it was. Somebody you know thinks it was.
I understand somebody
really
thought it was a good move. I know it's your school. I'm sorry, Joe, but.
By the way, if they don't get picked up by ACC, they might be with the Pac-4 right now, Oregon State and Washington State.
Did you see the awkwardness, by the way, when they had to sign off the air, the Pac-12 network, when they had to sign off after their basketball tournament?
No.
It was basically, I mean, the end, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no
done.
Conference left. Who's left over there? Was it Oregon State or
and
something?
Washington,
right?
State.
Washington State. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Had good.
We'll see how it works, man. I don't know.
You know, ironically, this is the best football's been in that conference in a long time. It really has, right?
That was their best season ever.
Oregon and Washington were dominant. USC ended up not being that good, but obviously had a fun team to watch with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, look, the ACC has good programs in it. And I don't know why these guys don't see that. Maybe they think it's too favored towards North Carolina, and a lot of people think that way. But there's some good programs in the ACC. They'll be just fine.
I think most people think the most important piece to the ACC is North Carolina. I just reading comments from people, and you can disagree. I mean, you can say UM, you can say Florida State, you can say Clemson, but North Carolina. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know. This might be just wasted time even talking about this thing. Unless you got some Stephen Ross on steroids that's going to write a big fat check, which I don't.
Even if they do, though, can they still
happening.
Just get out? Like,
well, you got to have somebody that wants you.
Yeah, that's the other thing. My buddies are squirming over this, which I, you know, again, I kind of enjoy. But I don't know, man. I don't know why those conferences would be out there begging for FSU to come through. It's another team split the piece of the pie with. You know.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense.
Huh. It's going to be this whole thing down the road.
Someone said, watch Berkeley reach the ACC championship before you.
I don't
think
know.
That's good. You guys are terrible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We have
What are you good at over? Like, do you have a sport that you're
traditionally good at? We're like secondary sports, water polo, swimming.
They call those Olympic sports, I think.
Baseball.
You have a good baseball team?
I have in the past. We almost lost it a few years ago. And
you almost lost baseball altogether?
Yeah. Had to drop some sports, some men's sports, and baseball damn near got dumped.
Stanford had a good run in football for a few years.
So Stanford's the one that's really good in all the other sports.
They're an Olympic sport deal, too?
They're pretty good in a lot of stuff, yeah. I always thought they were kind of an attractive – when Harbaugh was there and they were really good, I thought that was – they're going to be pretty good.
Harbaugh's long gone and they're not good anymore.
So I do want to say this. So my guys back home complain and can't get guys into school. The transfer portal money thing is not the school's thing. Like the alumni, and by the way, they got strong alumni. They've got guys that own big companies, huge companies. We used to have one guy that kind of did everything when I was there, Walter Haas from Levi Strauss. And that guy was given lots of money, he and his family, enough that he was on our bus. He was in the locker room. He did whatever he wanted, and he was a really good guy. Really, really. Senior was a really, really good guy, man. He was around, and if you needed something, he was great. Just a really good guy. Matter of fact, I think did he buy the – well, his name's on the 49er. They put the name on the 49er stadium. But also, he bought the Oakland A's for a while. I think his son-in-law was running the Oakland A's, and then they realized that was that wasn't great. All right, so I gave you a Berkeley background.
Oh, your baseball team's off to a good start this year, by the way. They're 12-5. They were 24-28 last year, though.
Okay. I know the basketball and football teams have
29-27 in 2022. Basketball's not good either.
I think you care about water polo.
Yeah, why not? I like water polo. Does UM have a water polo team?
Water polo is huge out there in parts of the Bay Area where a lot of wealthy people live. Water polo is huge. Rugby, by the way, rugby is big. Got a great rugby team. We had a guy named Jack Clark that ran the rugby program as a football player. And
basketball is 13-19.
All right, so I said we're not very good.
You do have a lot of sports: track and field, water polo, rugby, rowing. You're rowing.
I'm guessing we're pretty good at rowing. You name the sports, I'll tell you what I think we're good at.
You got women's field hockey.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball. Lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse! Big lacrosse area. Swimming, diving. There. I bet we're good at lacrosse. What?
Swimming and diving.
Oh, we're big at swimming. I don't know about diving. Swimming, we got to be good.
Well, it's the same team.
Oh, it is? Swimming and diving?
It's just swimming and diving.
So when you're not swimming for speed, you're diving off the board?
Do they do that? Like, they judge you on your dive?
No, I think it's, yeah, diving.
They have the judges and everything, right?
Come on, man. All right, we got to go to break. I'm tired of hearing about. I did get invited out on that trip, though, to play Berkeley.
Really?
UM's going to
be like an honorary captain for Berkeley?
No, just to go out there. See everybody for
the coin toss?
I don't know. I doubt it. I doubt they'd want that. All right, so we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. The Perk Man, he's on deck. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Oh, boy, Perk's been on fire, man. Says, finally, we're getting a little attitude with these guys we're getting right now. So we'll talk to Perk about some of that stuff coming up. I want to take a minute to tell you about the Marlins. A week from today, finally, it's here, opening day, as the Marlins will take on Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's coming up Thursday, so get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. Get ready. Nothing like opening day. I say that single game tickets every time I see single game tickets on sale. I want to tell everybody, man, look at the teams you love to watch in Dodgers or the Braves, the Phillies, any of the other teams, the Mets, wherever you're from and grew up with, chance to get some tickets and head on out there to a baseball game. 81 home games coming up. And I want to say this, too. They got some great, great specials going for you during the year. Taco Tuesday was a big hit. I know it's a big hit. They've been doing it for a while now. And, of course, you can't beat that. You get your ticket to the game for Taco Tuesday. You get two tacos, one beer for just $25. Not bad at all. And then the 4 for 44 is such a big hit on a Wednesday. We're going to do it Wednesday and Sunday. 4 for 44. You can't beat that. 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. Let's talk about getting a lot of value for your money. boy, you can't beat that right now. Learn more at marlins.com/offers Wednesday and Sunday, 4 for 44.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.